In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, you are loved with an everlasting love, that the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for you. Oh yes, he is a living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice. He died, but he, on the cross, was a living sacrifice. And when it was all finished, he said, "It is finished." The finished work of Christ done on the cross. How we need to preach the cross. How we need to see miracles because of the cross. Do you know that today? I think of Jean, who came to me years ago. And the doctor said, "Go home and make out your will, because you're going to be dead in 3 months." And so Jean came to us. Through a friend of hers. Her friend worked in a nursing home, and there was a young man riddled with cancer that came to Holy Rosary. We prayed over him, and he was delivered of cancer. I didn't even know that. And so she said, "Go to that little church called Holy Rosary in Winthrop." And she came, and she said, "I only have 3 months to live." I said, "Listen, the doctors have no right to say that. They're not God. But we're gonna pray with you, and we're going to believe that God is going to heal you. I tell you, every time you come here, I will pray with you, if only for a minute, because we're going to believe that God is going to heal you." And so they used to come twice a week from Andover, and we would pray with them. And God literally healed Jean. She died 13 years later. She had a beautiful life because Jesus healed her, and she died 13 years later. It wasn't 3 months, it was 13 years. And she and her husband were so totally in love. How we need to know that through the cross, burial, and resurrection, that Jesus does miracles. Oh yes, are you in need of a miracle today? Jesus is the miracle worker. He loves you, and he wants to grant that miracle. But you need to have faith. And if you don't have faith, have someone pray with you who has faith. I remember a woman named Vi. She used to listen to an evangelical preacher, and she was told she had cancer. And one day she was in bed and she was depressed, and the radio snapped on. It was Clinton White. He said, "You may have just heard that you have cancer, but God has a plan for you." And so she listened to Clinton White every day. Oh yes, how God wants to show us that through the cross, burial, and resurrection, there are miracles, miracles, miracles. Let's continue with John 9, verse 4. "We must work the works of him who sent me," that's the Father, "while it is day." Night is coming when no one can work. Oh, yes. Night is the place where the devil roams, seeking souls to devour. "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Do you know that today? That Jesus Christ is the light of the world. But he also said to us, "You are the light of the world. Our light is borrowed light, like the moon is borrowed light from the sun. But his light is the sun. It is the light that enlightens every man." Came into the world, and he became flesh and dwelt among us. "I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with his saliva and spread it, the mud, on the blind man's eyes, saying to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went, washed, and came back able to see. The neighbors, those who had seen him before as a beggar, began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg? Now he's got to go to work." "Oh, yes, he's off the dole now. He's got to go to work. No more begging. He begged as a blind man. Now he sees." You know, there are a lot of people that won't accept their healing because they get money from the government. "Oh, no, I want to be healed. I don't need the government's money if God wants to heal me. This is real." I've heard talked about people that would not get healed because they said, "I won't get my check every month." How sad. How sad. Let's continue. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is not this man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying it is. Others were saying no, but it is someone that looks like him. He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" They want to know. He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam.' Then I went, washed, and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." Oh, yes, these Pharisees are going to think that Jesus is a sinner. Why? Because he did this miracle on the Sabbath. They should be having a party that this man's not begging anymore. They should be having a party that this man sees. But you see, these Pharisees, they just don't want to believe Jesus did this on a Sabbath day. God works every single day. God works on Monday and Tuesday, on Saturday, the Sabbath, on Sunday. God works every day. "Then I went and washed and received my sight." I wonder what he saw first. I wonder what he saw first. Maybe the pool. They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. This is very interesting. You know, some people will say, well, the way to open the eyes of blind people is to make mud and put it on their eyelids. No. When you are praying for the blind, you do what God says. This is what God said to Jesus to do. This is not the way that blind people will see, because Jesus did it this way. We've got to listen to God how to pray for the people who have eye problems. I want to pray for a woman who comes on Wednesday and her eyes have been bothering her. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, be completely healed in Jesus' name. And I want to pray for Kevin, who needs an operation on his eyes. Oh God, for Kevin, a miracle in Jesus' name, that eye would see again, and that the other eye would be seeing more and more. Oh yes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him, "How did he receive your sight?" He said to them, "He put mud on my eyes. Then I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." This is crazy. This is crazy. This is legalism. Jesus opened the eyes of a blind man, and now he sees. This is legalism. And you know what? If we do not have grace working in our lives, we go back to the law, legalism. We do not want to be legalistic. We want to be grace-centered. That's what we want to be, grace-centered. Some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath. But others said, how can a man who is a sinner perform such signs? Impossible. Only Jesus could do this at that time. Oh, yes. Only Jesus could open the eyes of the blind. And you know what? He can still do it. Are you expecting a miracle? Those who expect a miracle receive it. We need miracles. We need signs. We need wonders. We need that God would manifest himself in powerful ways. I have a lady that comes to me. She came on Wednesday night again. We prayed with her. She had cancer of the liver, and her liver was completely restored without cancer. Now she was also, when she came to us, had cancer of the stomach, and she still has that. But the doctors are amazed. They said that she was going to live 3 weeks. She's still living a year and a half later. Why? Because God intervened. Because Christ healed her of liver cancer. Now we pray for her stomach. And they were divided. Jesus always divides people. Those who are for him and those who are against him. Are you for Jesus today? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me, or no one comes to the Father, except through me. Are you for him, or are you against him? You say, that's not fair. Oh, it is completely fair. There's only one way to get to the Father, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way it is. So they said again to the blind man, what do you say about him? Tell us what you say about Jesus. It was your eyes he opened. The man said, he is a prophet. The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight. And they asked the parents, is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered, we know that this is our son, and we know that he was born blind, but we do not know how it was that he sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. You see, they love the presence and accolades of the world more than that of God. They knew it was Jesus. They didn't want to get thrown out of the synagogue. They knew it was Jesus. The parents threw their son under the bus. Oh, yes. But you see, Jesus promises we'll be persecuted. And so this man is persecuted by his parents. His parents know who did it. And then they asked, ask of him, the parents said. He is of age. What does that mean? He's received his bar mitzvah. He's not a child. He's a grown man. Ask of him. He is of age. He received his bar mitzvah. He will speak for himself. His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Imagine giving up your son because you can't sit in a synagogue. How sad. How sad. How evil. Oh, they love the glory of men more than the glory of God. If it was my son, I would say, this is our son. We know he was born blind. We know he sees. And it was Jesus who opens his eyes. Isn't that wonderful? Who is this Jesus? The man said, he is a prophet. Therefore, his parents said, he is of age. Ask him. So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner. The man answered, I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that I was blind, but now I see. God does not answer the prayers of sinners like that. It was not the devil who did this act of miracle. It was the Lord Jesus Christ who did this miracle. How did Jesus do it? I tell you, Jesus does whatever he sees the Father doing. He saw the Father opening up the eyes of the blind man, and so he did it. And he did it by making mud, putting it on the man's eyelids, and the man had to go wash at Siloam, or Siloam, and he came back seeing. They said to him, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples? Now they're angry. Now they're angry. Then they reviled him, saying, you are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. How sad. How sad. We are disciples of the law. This man is a disciple of grace through the Lord Jesus Christ, who opened his eyes. You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from. The man answered, this is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes? We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to the one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. This man is from God. This man is God. This man was God in the flesh. This man came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Then they answered him, you were born entirely in sins. They said this because they believed when a person is born blind or sickness that he or the parents sinned. Jesus said, no, they did not sin. This was to show the works of God. I tell you, we need to see the works of God. We are in a dark age. I've never saw so much darkness. People killed with pills, fentanyl, killed. They put them in candy bags. This is sick. This is sick. We abort our children. This is sick. We need miracles today. This is sick. We have marriage between a man and a man. This is not God. This is sick. This is very sick. And who talks about it? Who talks about it? Listen, I'm not going to be against the person who has an abortion. I was there one day. It was during Advent season, and this mother brought her child, young girl, to have an abortion. She and her son went looking for toys for Christmas for the son. I remember the girl coming out of the abortion place, and she was sick as a dog. So we sat her on the curb. We prayed for her. We got her some Coca-Cola to settle her stomach. She had just had an abortion. So what do? You care for the woman who had the abortion. That's what you do. That's what God wants us to do. Let's continue. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered him, "You were born entirely in sins, and you are trying to teach us." And they drove him out. They threw him out of the town. Now the man is all alone out of the town. He doesn't have a synagogue. He doesn't have parents. He doesn't have friends. He's all alone. But Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me, so that I may believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." Jesus only told two people who he was, the woman at the well and the man that was born blind but now sees. This is amazing. This is amazing. He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. Jesus said, "I came into the world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see." We need spiritual sight to see Jesus. Oh, yes, my Jewish people, you need spiritual sight to see Jesus, how he loves you, how he has a plan for your life, how he went to the cross as a living sacrifice for you, for you, for you. "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." That's the Pharisees. Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sinned. But now you say, 'We see,' and your sin remains." They did not see. They had no sight. They wanted Jesus to be dead. He did the healing on a Sabbath day. This is crazy. Now this man has to go to work. He's not going to be begging anymore. He's thrown out of the town. The only thing he has is Jesus. But I tell you, the only thing we have is Jesus. Do you know that today? Do you know that he is the miracle worker, and that he loves you? The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, pitched his tent among us, tabernacled among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Do you need a miracle today? Turn to Jesus. He is the miracle worker. He wants to touch you with his spirit. He wants to heal you, first your soul and then your body. Turn to Jesus. He is the Lord. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.